When someone close to you is addicted to drugs or alcohol, life can be chaotic and challenging, but there is help and hope. Rebecca Mitchell works with Adult and Teen Challenge, and she joins me to talk about it tonight on the program Encouragement Live.
Welcome to Encouragement Live, providing biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. Now here's your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Thank you, Steve. And friend, it's so good to have you with us as live from studios located in First Christian Church of Wiley, Texas. Encouragement Communications presents Encouragement Live. Our mission is to provide biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. And there's probably no more practical life issues than when someone close to you is addicted to drugs or alcohol. It's become increasingly common in our society today. Rebecca Mitchell is the Chief Development Officer, one of the corporate officers for Adult and Teen Challenge, and you can learn more about them at their website, teenchallengeusa.org. Rebecca, it's great to have you on the program tonight.
Yes, hi, Don. Such a pleasure to be here tonight with you all and talk about this important topic.
We started talking about this, you and I, at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. Danny Webster, who is my executive producer here, and I were talking with somebody across the aisle from you, and we looked over there, and Danny said, there's Adult and Teen Challenge, and one thing led to another, and it's so great to have you on the program. And it just seems to me that addiction has become more common in our society today, maybe more common than we can imagine, and that includes among Christians, right?
Oh, my goodness. It has become such an issue. I mean, alone, just looking at the U.S., over 100,000 people a year die of drug overdoses, which is higher than car accidents and gun violence combined. And so we have an issue, and we need to talk about it and just bring people and arm them with knowledge.
You say we need to talk about it. I suspect that a lot of people don't want to talk about it, that this becomes a family secret, an individual secret, and denial is not a river in Egypt. It's something that people practice. How do we break through that denial?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, exactly what we're doing now, being authentic, being vulnerable, having real conversation, and not being afraid to talk about it, not being afraid to not know what to talk about or how to handle it. And that's the only way. As we know, darkness thrives when it's left alone. And so we must bring issues to the light, no matter what they are. And addiction is no different than any other sin that we need to talk about and bring it to the light.
Friend, we want to talk with you tonight. This would be a great time to bring it to the light. If you need to use an assumed name, we understand that. You can tell our production team that. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. That's 855-586-5433. And if you are dealing with this in your family right now, you'd like to learn more about it, teenchallengeusa.org, or you can call 855-END-ADDICTION. And that number, toll-free, just so that you will know, is 855-363-2334. Rebecca Mitchell is going to talk with us about the warning signs that your loved one may be struggling with addiction. Maybe you are not even aware that's happening. We'll also talk about the steps that you need to take if you suspect a loved one is dealing with this. And what is the unique position of Adult and Teens Challenge? How are they different from other treatment programs? Again, our toll-free number for you to give us a call, and we would so love to hear from you, and we'll treat your call and situation with confidence. We will pray with you. We will talk with you. Our number again is 855-586-LIFE. That's 855-586-5433. We'll be back with more of Encouragement Live after these important messages.
We're over 100 years old.
Dallas Theological Seminary President Dr. Mark Yarbrough on the seminary's motto, Teach Truth, Love Well.
That is what we do. That's our slogan that we use. Obviously, it's preach the word. For all of us, we are called to teach truth and live it out.
To learn more about how Dallas Theological Seminary can equip you for biblically based Christian service, visit dts.edu. That's dts.edu.
I was so high and I was so drunk that I couldn't walk. I couldn't even stand up. I collapsed in my garage and then I awoke 2 days later in the hospital. I heard about Teen Challenge. I came here and this place has shown me that it truly does care. That's when everything changed.
At Adult and Teen Challenge, we provide hope and healing for a new drug-free future. And you can find the center nearest you at 855-AND-ADDICTION or teenchallengeusa.org. Freedom from addiction starts here.
Good to have you with us tonight, friend, on Encouragement Live, a very important topic tonight, and so glad to have Rebecca Mitchell with us. I'm Don Hawkins, and the toll-free number is 855-586-5433. And if you want to remain anonymous, you just mention that to Chris or Cora or Rodney or Danny, one of the people who'll be grabbing your call tonight. Rebecca, you have been with Adult and Teen Challenge for, what, 15 years now? Is that correct?
That's correct, Don. I work at the national office now, but I started at two different centers, women's centers that I worked at. And so I've seen it firsthand and taken women to court and gone actually witnessing on the streets and bringing people back, women back and from jail. I mean, all kinds. I've ministered in so many different ways and forms over the years, but yes, I'm very familiar and I just love this ministry and I just love to go reach those that society say are lost and cannot be helped.
What's the history of Teen Challenge? I know you're branded Adult and Teen Challenge because you minister to adults as well, and you're not only nationwide, you're worldwide, but great ministry here. Give us a little background on how this ministry was started.
No, absolutely, Don. So it was called Teen Challenge. We added adults because we help a lot of adults. But Dave Wilkerson, who is our founder, he was a rural Pennsylvania preacher and prayed one day. And the Lord had led him to look at a Time magazine where these boys were on trial for murder and they were part of a gang. And he felt like from the Lord he was supposed to go to New York City and help these boys with no understanding, no background, and no experience whatsoever, which is just amazing, honestly, if you think about it.
And if you have not gotten a copy of The Cross and the Switchblade, I would encourage our listening family, sell your shirt to buy a copy of that book. It's so inspiring, just a great inspirational book. And I suspect that people can order copies on your website, I would think.
Oh, absolutely. And if they call that toll-free number, we'd be happy to send them a condensed version for free if they call.
Yeah.
We'd be happy to send that to them.
And again, that number is 855-END-ADDICTION, 855-END-ADDICTION, and that's 855-363-2334. We want to get into the warning signs that your loved one may be struggling with addiction, but many times, Rebecca, people are not aware that someone is struggling. We have come up with ways to cover it pretty well, haven't we?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, yes, yes, we have. Just like anything that causes shame, right?
Yes.
Anything that causes shame, we have the tendency to want to hide that, and that's nothing new. It's something we've done for a very long time.
Yeah, 855-586-5433. Rebecca Mitchell has worked for 15 years with Teen Challenge. She has been in the program with people, helping them, helping two of the women's units there. They work with adults as well as teenagers. And we would love to hear from you tonight and hear your story. And maybe God has helped you overcome addiction, or maybe you have a grandchild who's addicted. Give us a call. CrossFlix, a complete multimedia platform at your fingertips, featuring faith-based shows for the entire family, plus an amazing library of interactive online Bible courses, such as Revealing the Secrets of the Hebrew Bible.
You'll have access to a community and join others on their spiritual journey.
CrossFlix partners with the SEAL Future Foundation and Bless IL to support American and Israeli veterans and families suffering from trauma.
CrossFlix, educate, entertain, and inspire.
60% of Christians will die with no will. Only 10% have up-to-date estate plans, virtually guaranteeing that probate courts will sort out their affairs. What does being a wise steward of God's resources mean? The Bible has a lot to say on the subject. Sat 7 offers a biblical estate planning seminar or webinar that takes the mystery out of wills, trusts, and estate planning. To learn more, visit sat7usa.org/plan.
The people of the Middle East and North Africa are familiar with hardship and struggle, but Sat 7 gives the hope of God's word to the hurting and broken.
Sat 7's new president, John Cernelia.
Our vision is to see a growing church in the Middle East and North Africa, confident in Christian faith and witness, serving the community, and contributing to the good of society and culture.
To learn more or support this ministry, visit sat7usa.org. Toni King on her book, The Maze of Medicare.
I looked up on the internet how many books have biblical in regards to Medicare, and there was zero. And then God brought you into my life, and you helped me write The Maze of Medicare because we took Medicare and put scripture with it. Because people are stressed. They don't know what to do, where to turn.
You can order The Maze of Medicare at TonySays.com. That's T-O-N-I, TonySays.com. Thank you for joining us tonight, friend, for Encouragement Live. I'm Don Hawkins. Rebecca Mitchell is with me. She works with Teen Challenge, otherwise known as Adult and Teen Challenge. And Rebecca, as you told us, you started off working with teenagers because Dave Wilkerson was doing that, and that's documented in The Cross and the Switchblade. But you discovered along the way that adults have just as much, if not more, issues with addiction, drug and alcohol addiction as teenagers, correct?
Oh, yes, that's absolutely correct. I think it was about 10 years in that they opened their first facility outside of the city, out of Brooklyn, and it was in Pennsylvania. They call it God's Mountain still to this day.
Wow.
Yeah.
What an incredible story. And you, again, check the website, learn more at teenchallengeusa.org. Let's get into the warning signs that your loved one may be struggling with an addiction.
No, absolutely. So just a few things to be looking out for to know if someone is struggling with addiction. Always be looking for your physical cues, change in their eating habits. Are they gaining or losing weight at an unusual for them? Inability to sleep, their eyes, watery, whether it's their pupils are big or small, excessive sweating, cold palms, extreme talkativeness. Really, what you want to think about is, who is this person and how are they normally, and is their behavior outside of their normal patterns, right? Emotional changes that they have. Are they losing interest? A lot of times isolation is a big part of this. They don't want to be around the people that they're used to be around, or they lose interest in being around family where that was a big priority for them before. Again, what is outside the norm for their behaviors and for their mannerisms? Attendance, and if they're a teenager, school attendance and grades, of course,
yeah.
You want to look into. And then if you're seeing things missing, money and unexplained things going missing, it's something to be thinking about as well.
Yeah, and there's a spiritual component to this, and I would think, Rebecca, that it's likely that there would be a lessened interest in spiritual things from somebody maybe who's been committed to the Lord Jesus Christ if they've begun struggling with addiction.
Oh my goodness, absolutely. If they are they have a spiritual background and they are attending church, it's possible that they could become combative, angry with God and, you know, the things of God. You know, it's so common to see that, because when you're doing things that separate you from God, being around the things of the Lord only intensifies the guilt and the shame. And if you're not ready to let that go, or not really realizing that that's what the agitation is, when you're in church and with those of the faith, you might not realize that that's happening to that. They might not realize it's happening to them, but it's something you can, you know, be a lookout for your friends and family in conjunction with all the symptoms that, you know, that I mentioned.
Yeah. And some of you, as Rebecca gave us that list of symptoms of addiction, alcohol addiction, drug addiction, food addiction, even those kinds of addictions. Maybe you said, mm-hmm. you know, that's ringing a bell. I have a loved one. Maybe you have a grandson, a granddaughter who's addicted. You need to talk with someone about that. Or maybe it's a spouse. Maybe it's a close friend, a colleague at work. We'd love to hear from you tonight. Rebecca and I would love to pray with you and encourage you about how you might be able to be of help to that person and point them toward Christian-based help and hope. Our toll-free number is 855-586-5433. We will treat your call in confidence, 855-586-LIFE. So, Rebecca, what are some of the first steps someone needs to take if they suspect a loved one is struggling with addiction?
Oh, my goodness. The first step to take when you just have that feeling something's off or unsure is to approach them with love and understanding, avoiding, you know, judgment, not knowing what's going on, but definitely without judgment, focusing more on not their behavior, but how their behavior is affecting you. So one thing that's so important in your communication with a loved one that might be struggling is using I statements. And so saying, you know, I've noticed this, or you know, because yeah. of this behavior, I feel hurt, or I feel you're shutting me out. Focusing more on how it's affecting you versus what they are doing, if that makes sense.
Oh, it makes a lot of sense, because mm-hmm. if you use those you statements, that becomes judgmental. And Scripture indicates to us that it's important that if somebody is overtaken in a fault, in Galatians 6:2, those of us who are spiritual, we need to first of all make mm-hmm. sure we're right with the Lord, that our goal is to restore that person, to help put things back together. That's a beautiful word in the original language that Paul wrote, that katartizo, to restore. It's the idea of mending nets. It was used of Peter and Andrew and James and John, of basically loading up a ship for sailing. And so it's a great metaphor for the work that Teen Challenge does. And he says, restore a person in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Seems to me that that's a great guideline for us, and I'm so glad you emphasized, use those I statements, I feel statements, rather than you this or you that. It sounds so accusatory. Any other steps that we need to be aware of right now?
No, one thing to really just be mindful of is early intervention is so crucial. And so there's times that, and most of the time, you don't want to think that about your loved one or family member. You don't want to think they're struggling or something is going on. But the sooner you say something, you could be intervening or starting where God has already been working yeah. on them. And so for, you know, family, a lot of times they know, but they just are unsure, but they really know when they look back, talking to family members over the years, they look back, they knew without, you know, looking back. And I know that's hard, but just being brave and praying about it and praying with them is just so key, because sometimes they start doing behaviors and things to act out, you know, stealing money out of your purse. Sometimes that's a cry for help, not necessarily yeah. always for drug purposes, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do a grand gesture to get your attention because they're so trapped and they just need someone to come alongside of them.
Yeah. How does Adult and Teen Challenge differ from other treatment programs? You know, these days there are numerous treatment programs of all shapes and sizes, and Teen Challenge is distinctively Christian, but help us understand the distinctives of Adult and Teen Challenge.
No, absolutely. That we are a faith-based, Christ-centered program. We believe that Jesus is the answer, and so we set our centers and environments to host the presence of God. And so, you know, them getting to know the Lord, and a lot of times, because some of them have had faith backgrounds, sometimes it's breaking those old misconceptions or wrong views of God.
Yeah.
They'll have at times. And so, you know, that setting the spiritual atmosphere is so important, and learning the basics of discipleship, reading through the Bible, those are all very foundational in our program, along with a very holistic approach where we're dealing with the spiritual side, the physical side, and the emotional side, because drugs and alcohol are just the symptom of a greater root that needs to be dealt with.
So important to recognize that, and I so appreciate the approach that Adult and Teen Challenge takes. Again, most of all, faith-based and Christ-centered. To me, that is so critically important, and then also to deal with the fact that you're dealing comprehensively with this. 855-586-5433 is the number. Mary is listening in Tennessee tonight. Mary, welcome to Encouragement Live. Go ahead.
Yes, I had just a question of how to get involved and to help with this issue.
Great question. How, Rebecca, can Mary get involved in helping deal with people who are addicted through the Ministry of Adult and Teen Challenge?
Oh, absolutely. We can get you connected. We have centers all across the country. And so if you call that number, 855-END-ADDICTION, you'll get a hold of my office. You can even ask for me on Monday, but you can call that office and we'll get you connected to an individual and to a center that's closest to you, you can get involved.
What a wonderful thought and idea, Mary, for you to be motivated to reach out to others in this way, and God can use your spiritual gifts as a helper in this. Do you have a pen and paper handy?
Yes, I do.
Good. 855-363-2334. And I know 855-END-ADDICTION is a great thing to remember. One of my things that I've learned here at Encouragement Live is that sometimes if you're writing it down, if you just get the numbers down, then you dial the number and you get connected. Ask for Rebecca Mitchell and she will be glad to talk with you. Let me pray with you if I could, Mary.
Okay, thank you.
Lord, thank you for Mary, and Lord, what a heart she has to reach out to those who are addicted, who are struggling, and Lord, she's taken the initiative to call us tonight and say, how can I help? And Lord, I pray that you would guide her as she calls in and guide Rebecca as Rebecca talks with her this coming week. And Lord, open the door for Mary to be of help to people, and maybe somebody close to her, maybe someone in her community, someone in her church family. But Lord, there are so many ways that she could be of help. And I pray, Lord, that you would greatly use her and bless her because of that. We know that, Lord, when we're willing to reach out to help and encourage others, that you bless us as well. And may that blessing rest on Mary for Jesus' sake. Amen. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
God bless.
Nice to meet you, Mary.
Oh, yeah. What a joy. And isn't it wonderful that we'd start off with somebody tonight who says, I want to be of help to other people. You guys need people to step up and help you, correct?
Oh, my goodness. We have centers all across the country, all different programs, all different classes that we teach and Bible studies. And so we absolutely need volunteers. It takes a village and a community to see people restored to Christ.
855-586-5433. Rebecca called us tonight. Mary called to talk to Rebecca. Maybe you'd like to talk with Rebecca as well. And we would love for you to do that. And we'd love for you to check out the website, teenchallengeusa.org. And if you or someone close to you is struggling with addiction, we would treat you with respect, but we want to offer you help and hope at 855-86-5433.
There are only two ways that your affairs will be settled after you pass away: your way or the government's way. For anyone without a will or trust in place, the government will settle it through probate. So we must all ask ourselves, do I want the government to decide how my minor children get their inheritance and where my assets go, and then charge my heirs probate and court fees to make that happen? Or do I want to protect my family from probate and steward the resources that God has entrusted to me by determining how the assets that I leave behind will be used? Find out what you need to know and do to protect your heirs at a free webinar with His Faithful Stewards. This free webinar will discuss wills and trusts and help you understand it all. Go to HisFaithfulStewards.com and find the link for webinars. There's a place there under webinars where you can sign up. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com and the link to webinars. HisFaithfulStewards.com.
When you need to consider independent or assisted living or memory care for a parent or spouse, Restoration Senior Living provides a distinctly Christian setting with the most stringent quality care. Restoration's innovative program addresses the medical, emotional, and spiritual dimensions, leading to an enhanced quality of life. You can learn more at restorationsl.com. That's restorationsl.com.
Saji Lucas grew up in South India without Christ, but when he trusted the Savior, his Hindu family disowned him. His witness brought his entire family to Christ and led to the founding of Mission India, which trains hundreds of village missionaries each year. For a free copy of Saji's biography, Transformed for a Purpose, and to learn more about Reaching Indians Ministries International, visit remi.org. That's remi.org.
I was so high and I was so drunk that I couldn't walk. I couldn't even stand up. I collapsed in my garage, and then I awoke 2 days later in the hospital. I heard about Teen Challenge. I came here, and this place has shown me that it truly does care. That's when everything changed.
At Adult and Teen Challenge, we provide hope and healing for a new drug-free future. And you can find the center nearest you at 855-AND-ADDICTION or teenchallengeusa.org. Freedom from addiction starts here.
Welcome back to Encouragement Live. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. Here again is your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Such an important topic we're dealing with tonight: addiction in teenagers and adults, maybe in your grandchildren. And Danny Webster and I were talking about this, Rodney Love as well, part of our production team. Rebecca, we all have had people who were addicted in our families, and it's just one of those things that if you don't deal with it, it does not get better, correct?
Oh, that's so true. Absolutely. It's not something that will go away. That's any sin, though. Any sin will grow. Anything will grow in the dark.
Yeah.
It must be brought to the light, and that's why we're having this conversation tonight.
You know, I'm so glad you brought that subject up, because there are three things, three words that I think it would be helpful for us to explore. Sin, addiction, and pain. And there is a crossing of those things in addiction, I believe. Years ago, I was involved in writing a book on addiction called Taking Control, and we address this issue. Some people say, well, it's just sin. You shouldn't call it addiction. And other people say it's just addiction. You shouldn't call it sin. But in reality, both of those things and pain is often the trigger behind it, right?
Absolutely. Most of the time, we turn to other things to cope because we can't, the pain of it, we want to detach from it and or find a coping mechanism, a way to cope with it that's not the Lord. And so that's what happens. That's what happens to anything. We can do that by becoming busy, over-busying ourselves instead of connecting with our emotions and connecting with the Lord, because God created our emotions. And so when those are left undealt with, They will come out in some form, and so self-medicating with addictions is a big part of that.
That's what we're talking about tonight, and friend, we'd love to hear from you, 855-586-5433, with your question, your comment, your story. Rebecca and I would love to encourage you, to pray with you. Encouragement is our name. That's what we do at Encouragement Live. We come alongside to help, and we can offer help and hope, and that's exactly what Adult and Teen Challenge is doing. 855-END-ADDICTION is the number, if you'd just like to call them direct. I believe you have people standing by at any time, day or night, correct?
Yes.
I believe you.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You have people standing by day or night to take the call, and you treat those in confidence, correct?
Always. Everything that we do is confidential.
And because of shame, people are really almost, you could say, paranoid about dealing with things in confidence. And that's why I wanted to stress that, is because sometimes people will say, yeah, I know I need to deal with this. I need to talk about my grandson, my granddaughter. I need to talk about my spouse. I need to talk about my own addiction. But I'm just embarrassed or ashamed. That's why it's so important that we break down that barrier. And tonight you can talk with us about it, and confidentially, 855-586-5433. James is listening in Arkansas tonight over American Family Radio. James, thank you for calling us. Go ahead.
Thank you, Lord. Bless you for answering me. This happened when I was just a kid. My mom and dad divorced when I was just a baby. And I was brought up with my mom for about, I didn't see my dad till I was about 7 years old. And I was a very unhealthy kid. I couldn't run. I couldn't do like other kids could. And I don't believe my mom knew it, but she got me on Haldol. And it's 17% alcohol. And I got addicted on it, and I got messed up. And I went into the Navy after I got older. I got out of school. I drank while I went to school. I went in the Navy. Of course, I drank. I drank Mike and Malforce. Of course, I took it off the. They don't sell it no more because it had too much alcohol in it. I was drinking it. And when it would come time for me to be discharged, the doctor called me in. He said, "You've got so much alum in your blood and so much formaldehyde in your blood. If you got killed, we wouldn't even have to. Embalm you."
Oh my.
So they had to drive me out. So they took me aside and they dragged me out. And I came home. I got an honorable discharge, and I came home. I got back on alcohol again. And my mom wanted me to come to church, so I went to church with her. And I met this beautiful woman there that I eventually married her after I got saved. And she talked to me about the Lord. I said, "Well, the Lord would want me. I'm nothing but an alcoholic." And she said, "Yeah." I said, "I'm on the bottom of the barrel. I ain't just at the bottom of the barrel. I'm hanging on to the bottom of the barrel."
Wow.
And she said, the Lord will save me. So I wanted to get saved. I wanted to be delivered. And so I pulled over the side of the highway on the way home that night. And I asked the Lord, I said, "God, if you'll save me, if you'll deliver me, I'll turn my heart over life to you if you'll save me." And so that night he delivered me to the side of the highway. And I didn't even get saved that night, but I went to church later on. I went to the altar, and I got saved. And I'll be 84 years old next month. I've been in the ministry for 59 years. I'm still preaching, pastor of church here. And I've been here for over 45 years. I don't know how much longer I'm going to live, but I want people to know that there is hope.
Amen.
And there's help in Jesus.
Amen. Isn't that a powerful story, Rebecca?
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for sharing it with us and sharing it with those listening.
You know, again, the element of hope, that feeling, you know, along with shame, that hopelessness. And James talked about not only being at the bottom of the barrel, but actually just hanging on to the bottom. You know, I used to hear Dr. Howard Hendricks say, you hit bottom and break clean through. And a person really has to come to that place, ultimately, as James did by the side of the road, correct?
That's correct. There comes a time when you have to come to the end of yourself and your will and your ways and just get on your knees and say, Lord, I cannot do this. You have to come into my life and you have to change me. And he does. It's that broken and contrite heart,
yes,
that the Lord is just looking for. He doesn't, we don't come perfect. We come broken,
yeah,
and imperfect and just authentically ourselves. And that's, yeah, all he's looking for.
Amen. And James, you have been a great encouragement to many people tonight. Your story is the story of help and hope and the, mm-hmm, fact that there is an answer in Jesus Christ. Rebecca, would you lead us in prayer for James and for his ministry and health?
Oh, absolutely. Father God, Lord Jesus, we just thank you and we praise you for James, God. Thank you, God. Look what the Lord has done.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank,
amen,
you that his life is changed and he is set free by your blood. I pray, God, for his ministry, Lord. I pray that you would bless him, that you would enlarge his territory, that his testimony would be used to break chains in the lives of those around him, God. May he continue to be used as a testimony and a witness of your love, grace, and power. I pray, God, that you would just be with him. And I just thank you, God, for the story that he shared by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of his testimony, God.
Amen.
Others will be saved. Hallelujah. And we thank,
amen,
you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
And James, I want to get you to stay on the line. My brother, your story has been so encouraging to me. I want to send you a copy of my book, Never Give Up. Would you stay on the line so that either Rodney,
yes,
or Danny
will
want to? And we so appreciate your ministry. By the way, tomorrow,
yes,
is Father's Day. I have to wish people a happy Father's Day. Rodney, you're going to pick up on this call and get James's address. So, James, you stay right there on the line. And I suspect that James is a father, probably a grandfather, and we want to celebrate our fathers. Rebecca, we also want to encourage people to pray for the peace of Jerusalem right now. Terrible things have been happening over there, Israel has initiated a preemptive strike in Iran, and we'll be talking about that topic next week with John Cernelia of Sat7, and he has people on the ground in Iran and people on the ground in Israel, so we need to be praying for all of that, do we not?
Oh, absolutely. We need to come together as a body of believers and stand together in prayer.
And we would encourage you to do that, friend. Give us a call at 855-586-5433. Michael is listening in Colorado tonight. Michael, good to hear from you. Go ahead.
Don, very good to talk to you again. And Rebecca, first of all, I just want to say thank you so much for all you're doing. I know it has the magnitude, I think, of what you do is amazing.
Yes.
And thank you for giving us this insight. First of all, I was going to ask, because I had talked to Chris about getting a copy of the book, The Cross and the Switchblade. Whenever Don Hawkins recommends a book that strongly, you know, you want to read it. So that was the first thing. That was the first thing. But also, I had a comment on drug use because, you know, I personally never got addicted to drugs, but I am, you know, a relatively younger person. I've called in before. I'm,
yes,
29 years old. And when I was, you know, younger, I was offered drugs. And I think, like, you know, with younger people, it's that seed that gets planted. It's that crowd mentality. You know, when they see their friends doing it, they get, tempted to do it. And it could be something as small as like vaping. You know, something,
yeah,
small can lead to something a lot more harder. And so, you know, my question for you is, like, what advice would you give younger people for not falling back into that crowd type of mentality when it comes to, you know, trying things that are, you know, sinful, that are, you know, really detrimental and dangerous for their future.
And Michael, what a great question. Peer pressure is such a real factor. We are coming up on a break. Can you stay with us through this break? I want to give
Absolutely.
Rebecca plenty of time to share that with you. And we're coming up on a break right now. If you just dialed in, our topic tonight is, what do we do when someone close to you is addicted to drugs or alcohol? And Rebecca Mitchell of Adult and Teen Challenge sharing some very important Christian insights about what they do to help people and what we can do to intervene in someone's life. 855-586-5433 is our number. The web address, teenchallengeusa.org, or 855-END-ADDICTION. We'll be back.
Do you have an extra car taking up valuable space in your driveway? Let Encouragement Live take it off your hands. It's easy, free, and best of all, tax deductible. Get your driveway back and keep Encouragement Live rolling so more people can bridge the gap between their faith and everyday life. Mention Encouragement Live when you call 855-500-RIDE. That's 855-500-RIDE or encouragementlive.org.
What do Chuck Swindoll, David Jeremiah, and Erwin Lutzer have in common? They all trained to preach God's Word at Dallas Theological Seminary. And you can train at DTS too. If you've been called to preach or teach God's Word, find a degree or course that's right for you on one of our campuses or online at dts.edu. Dallas Theological Seminary, where they teach truth and love well. Visit dts.edu.
The older people grow, the more important it is that they have savings that are not at risk in the stock market.
Here's an important warning from Roxanne Intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com.
I've seen many people in their 50s that have all their savings still in a 401k or some other market-based account that is fully at risk of loss.
Roxanne and her team offer practical financial counsel to people from all age groups.
It could be that they need to start saving for the future in retirement, or maybe they've already done those things and they just need to be good managers of what God's given them and get their money to where it can grow well but won't be at risk of loss in the stock market. Or maybe they need to get a will or a trust in place to protect their family from the cost and stresses of probate.
You can schedule a free and confidential time to talk with Roxanne at her website, HisFaithfulStewards.com. Just follow the links on the website to set a good time to talk, or you may call the office to set a time. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com. This is Encouragement Live, and Michael has called us from Colorado with a question for Rebecca Mitchell of Adult and Teen Challenge about dealing with peer pressure and avoiding those temptations. Rebecca, I can't help thinking this is a very practical ounce of prevention kind of question, right?
Oh, absolutely. And it is a complex one, as it is not easy. I think regardless if you're a teenager or an adult, to deal with peer pressure and pressures of life, right? Mm. I think that's just such a common thing that we deal with as individuals. But to answer his question and to talk about teenagers, the thing is that's the thing. Parents need to have those conversations with their children because there is peer pressure and it's only increasing in the world that we are living in. And so having those conversations, having open dialogue is so important. But for the teenagers themselves, I mean, really who you are friends with and who you're around is who you become, right? And so making sure that you are making friends that have your same values and beliefs is so crucial. And friends that you can talk to and lean on when you have to say no or in put situations, but also being careful what kind of situation you're putting yourself in, I think,
yeah,
is important as well. But lastly, I think what the most important piece, and I think this is important for everybody, is knowing who you are in Christ, your identity.
Yes.
Right? When we know who we are and we know whose we are and really build that foundation, saying no to things that are outside of our identity becomes a lot easier.
So powerful. It's interesting, Rebecca. I had written down two words, or actually two lines, friends and significance in Christ. And you just articulated that perfectly. I love it when that happens. And Michael, thank you for raising this very timely question. You know, you're not a teenager anymore, but you're close enough to them. You're a lot closer than I am to teenage years. I have great-grandchildren now who are getting close to teenage years. So, you know, I pray for them, and I pray that God will give them grace. You know, God's Word, Dwight L. Moody once said, God's Word will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from God's Word. And the psalmist David said, your Word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. So I think putting friends, significance in Christ, who we are in Him, and God's Word, those things, Michael, can make a huge difference. Let me lead us in prayer for you. Father, thank you for Michael. What a joy to hear from this brother again. And Lord, use him as someone who can have a positive influence on others who would otherwise might succumb to peer pressure, whether they're teenagers or young adults. Lord, may his influence be Christ-like. And I thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Don. I appreciate it.
Great to hear from you. 855-586-5433. If you'd like to join the conversation with Rebecca Mitchell tonight of Adult and Teen Challenge, and their number is 855-END-ADDICTION. So jot that down, and you may not want to call tonight, but you may have a situation, and Rebecca, this is often how it works this way. Somebody hears the program, and then all of a sudden next week they find out, hey, there's somebody at work or somebody in my family, and I need to know where to go. And if they put that number in their phone or jot it down on a piece of paper, 855-END-ADDICTION, that way they can connect up. Now, I want to go back to the issue of the gospel and salvation and how that fits. Let's talk about the role that faith plays in the recovery process, especially for those in your program.
Oh, absolutely. Faith is central. It is central to recovery. It's essential to addictions. It just provides hope and purpose and a sense of belonging. And it is where we get our strength from the Lord to overcome the challenges of life and to rebuild our lives. Because the difference with us is that addiction isn't something that you're going to have to wear or carry. You give it to the Lord, and the Lord carries that and wears that. His yoke is easy, and his burden is light. And so, you know, a lot of people think that addiction is something, yeah, of course, you're going to have to make different decisions in life. It's just part of the broken and fallen world we're in. However, it can be a whole lot lighter when the Lord is carrying that weight and not us.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean, Don?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely. I just think that's such an important insight, Rebecca, that you've shared. And I want to take just a moment. I always enjoy doing this on the program. Four words can help you understand how you can have a right relationship with God. The first word is one that Rebecca and I mentioned earlier, and that's the word sin. The Bible tells us in Romans 3:23, we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The second word to remember is penalty. Sin has a penalty. In Romans 6:23 says the penalty for sin, the wages of sin is death. But it goes on to say the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So sin's penalty paid. Has been paid. Sin's penalty paid. Romans 5:8, God proved his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And that last word is trust. And that's what John 3:16 says. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him, and that belief is not just a head knowledge or head belief. That's a trust, a personal commitment of faith, placing your life in God's hands. And Rebecca, when you do that in the risen Christ, the Savior who died for us and rose again, he gives you the power to overcome addiction, and you guys have seen that in so many lives, correct?
Oh, amen. Absolutely. I've seen people come in. I remember this one story of this girl that came in, no understanding of the Bible, never been in church, Her father was in the Hell's Angel biker gang and had no concept of religion. However, tried to recovery in the world's way, right? Just different programs and right. just had no success or results. And so she's like, well, I have nothing else to lose. Might as well try God.
Yes.
And that's how she walked in through the door. So,
amen. Yeah. And it's amazing. People come to the end of their rope and all of a sudden they realize there is a God who not only loves them and cares about them, but who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we think or ask or even think, according to the power that works in us. So tonight, maybe, friend, you have been struggling with the addiction in your life. There is hope, and you want to be anonymous, but you can call us and let Rebecca and me point you in the direction where there is hope. Adult and Teen Challenge is there to provide that Christ-centered and faith-based hope. Rebecca, I can't help thinking there's somebody listening right now who just feels overwhelmed by the chaos of living with an addicted loved one. What loving counsel would you share with someone in that situation?
Oh, absolutely. You know, first and foremost, make sure that you're praying and seeking the support of others who understand. You do not have to do this alone, and we're not meant to. Community is part of what we're supposed to be doing as the body of Christ, right? We're supposed to be doing life together. That's how the Bible calls us to live, is to do life together, carry each other's burdens, right?
Yes.
And so seeking help and just reaching out to us, or your church doesn't, you don't know who to go to in your church, reach out to us and we can help give you advice, pray for you, encourage you, or just help you with the resources that you need. But don't do this alone.
Yeah.
You don't have to, and we're not meant to.
Yeah, we are certainly not meant to. And frankly, doing this alone is plan A that isn't working. And so when plan A isn't working, you need to move to plan B. And that's where that number 855-END-ADDICTION can be of such a help. Jot that number down. You may need to call it tonight, and someone is waiting to talk with you and to pray with you, and they're not going to strong arm you into a program. They're going to treat you with love and compassion and respect, but they're going to point you in a direction where Jesus Christ can give hope and encouragement to your life. That's 855-END-ADDICTION. Again, that number 855-363-2334, and you can also visit the website teenchallengeusa.org. Somebody feels totally hopeless tonight, Rebecca, about a loved one who's addicted. They say, well, that person's been, maybe it's like James who called us earlier, and that person's been addicted for decades and there's just no hope. What do you say to that person?
Oh, absolutely. Well, number one, there's always hope. Recovery is always possible, and there is no pit that someone's in that God's love is not deeper still. And so there's nothing that we do on the side of heaven that Jesus's blood cannot resurrect and change in somebody's heart and somebody's life. You just have to keep praying for them, as hard as that can be sometimes, seek support and believe that change is possible. And our words have power. And so speaking life over those people and over your loved ones, even through the mess and the process and the storm.
Yes, amen to that. That is great counsel. You know, there are a couple of topics that we need to just deal with on a whole program. Some common misconceptions about addiction and recovery. Mm-hmm. And then we need to do a whole program on recovery itself. And because a lot of people have misconceptions about that. Can I count on you to come back with me for a program in the future, Rebecca?
Oh, absolutely. Love to do this again.
Well, we'll look forward to that. And again, I just want to thank you for the insights and the passion that you've shared with us about this, and just love the Christ-centered, faith-based program that Adult and Teen Challenge has, and the great legacy of the ministry of David Wilkerson and the cross and the switchblade. Again, their number is 855-END-ADDICTION. That's 855-END-ADDICTION. 763-233-2334, the website teenchallengeusa.org. We archive our programs on encouragementlive.org. And for Rebecca and for all of our team, I'm Don Hawkins. Thank you for joining us. Have a blessed Father's Day. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem and for those in Iran as well. Good night from Encouragement Live.